Welcome to episode 16 of Worth in Progress. We're interviewing author Michael Gross. Michael is an author, life coach, and motivational speaker. He's the author of The Wingman's Path to Positivity, which is a combination of law of attraction, positive psychology, and just old school common sense. Through his Facebook group, The Wingman's Path to Positivity, Michael inspires and motivates thousands of people around the world with his daily one-minute practices. Michael lives in Haddon Township with his wife, Janet, and they have three grown children and just had their very first grandchild. Wait till you hear what he has to say about vibration.
Like I've told you all before, I'm only going to bring amazing people on here for interviews, and Michael Gross is no exception. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Maria. Thank you. That's quite an honor. I hope to live up to it. Thank you.
I already explained who you are and what you do.
Okay.
I want to congratulate you on your new book.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. I can't believe you had to do your book launching alone at home. I want you to let everyone know this is during the time of quarantine and you had to do your book launching. How did you feel about that?
It was, you know, it was sort of surreal. I mean, it just, the idea that I wrote the book was so fabulous for me. It's like my sister said to me, Mikey, she calls me Mikey, right? And it's an old family name, I guess. And she, Mikey, it's like a real book. It's really impressive.
That's so nice.
So I even got my family loving it. And so it's surreal with the obviously with the timing of it. But at the same time, I look at it like, hey, maybe this book is just so perfect for the times to help people sort of have something easy to read that can help them stay positive through this time.
Absolutely. It's so easy to be negative right now and when you're listening to the news constantly.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. And I was wondering if we would talk about that because one of the things my wife and I have found is we don't listen to the news for more than, you know, like 20 minutes, a half hour, because you can just get, that'll take you right down what I call the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
You know, it'll just take you and your vibration down Absolutely. The rabbit hole. It's so easy to let that fear come in. And I think in this type of environment, it's almost a constant battle to stay above water. You know what I mean? Above ground with your, and when I speak about that, Maria, I only speak about vibration. Because everything I talk about in the book, on the Wingman's Path to Positivity, the Facebook group, everything I speak about is that your vibration leads the way.
And I talk about this on my podcast all the time. So it's not going to be something that people haven't heard. However, the way you describe it is so much better. And I wanted to say that it took me a long time to understand. I mean, you learn these things. You understand that you're a frequency and a vibration, but you can't unlearn all of the crazy that you've learned in your life. So it's hard to pay attention to your vibe all day long. How do you describe it?
Well, first off, when you just said how hard it is to pay attention to your vibe, one of the most important lessons I think I've learned on the Wingman's Path, or what I call the Wingman's Path, of course, is I can practice anything. Certainly my vibration, one of the speaking of vibration, the best things I had ever heard was somehow Jan and I, and it's in the book through a coincidence, if you believe in that sort of thing, ended up meeting a Zen master and some disciples of his in Thailand and hanging out with him for a while. First things he said was observe your mind, always observe your mind. And I sort of changed that to observe your vibration because I felt for me it helped. It was easier to recognize what vibe I was sending out. Like, am I sending out a vibration of desperation or confidence, of love, or you can start recognizing it. Like, I'll give you an example. One of the chapters in the book is about celebrating others when you're getting jealous. And it happened with me. I was driving with a good friend and we were going up to Scranton for a boys' weekend with like eight of my friends from high school. And as we were driving, and it was at a time when I was practicing and the Wingman's Path was very clear to me, but it was a struggle because financially I was really getting beat up. And as we're driving, he said, you're not going to believe it. I'm like, well, what happened? And he goes, I got a check today for $1 million. And I was like, wait, what? And you know, you get very covetous. It's very easy to get covetous. And so what I found is because I recognize that my vibration leads the way. And I recognized immediately, so I think that's been a big part of observing my vibration. I recognize that, well, if I keep this covetous vibe going or feeling going, the universe, I know, is just gonna send me more to feel covetous about and jealous about.
See, so, that I think people need to explain. They right. get it, that what you're putting out is what you're getting back.
And when you recognize that, you start saying, all right, wait a second, I better change my vibration here. I better, you know, because it's easy, like we just said, to get into a fearful vibration with what's going on with the coronavirus. Uh-huh. And so you've got to recognize if you're sending that vibe out, at least what I have found for me is when I can recognize that, I can immediately stop it and mm-hmm. start getting momentum going back the other way. In the book, I talk a lot about momentum, because I always go back to, of course, I go to Buddhism and spirituality, but I also like to use science in it. And I always fall back on an object in motion stays in motion.
Yes.
So if I can get my momentum, my vibration going in a positive direction, I have found it easier to keep it going that way.
And it's very powerful when you can explain to people on different levels, not just coming from one area. People believe in different things, and that's why they say whatever power you believe in, and
right.
science people are going to be logic mind.
Absolutely. Yes. And it's funny. I used to do a radio show, I mentioned beforehand yes. with you, called Talking Angels with Rita Stroud. And I would always come back to science. And a woman listener once said to me, you know, you say you don't like the woo-woo, but you love the woo-woo. You know, and I'm like, I love the woo. You know, like we were talking about how, like when you get your vibe going and you match your desire, and somehow you're whatever you're sending out, of course, becomes your reality. And when it happens, I find it so funny. Like, I'm like, oh my God, it's like you're a kid in a candy store. Like, oh my God, it happened. But it happens all the time. And I found when I start recognizing it, I start really enjoying it. Right. I don't know if you have found the same.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I really like that you said was about coveting and really looking. People go down Facebook. A lot of my clients say this to me. They're going, scrolling through, and they see other people's happiness and they don't realize that half of that stuff is just seeing what people want you to see, right?
The best picture of the vacation, right?
Not right. the screaming kids. And I used to say that about my Christmas picture with the kids. If you don't have exactly. any idea what it took me to get that freaking picture.
Well, you know what? I think it comes back to that, though. Like the vibe that you are sending out, when you do recognize it, like for instance, when I said about the $1 million, or when you're seeing people on Facebook, it's really the same thing. What I recognized immediately was, all right, I'm sending out a jealous vibration. The universe is going to send me back more to feel jealous about. Mm-hmm. How do I change this? Maybe by feeling joy for my friend. Because now I'm sending out a joyous vibration, like really a pure joy for my friend. That, as a matter of fact, I'm getting chills as I say that to you. You know, you get that feeling going for him, that
so
of
happy.
His happiness and his yeah. joy for being, you know, I asked him what he was going to do with it and this, that, and the other thing. And you get that feeling going mm-hmm. where you're feeling sending out pure joy. And now the universe matches that and sends you back more reasons to be joyous.
Right. You know, I think of that sometimes even when I scroll down now, I get annoyed at the negativity. And guess what? What does the universe give me?
It's so true. It's crazy. it's crazy, but it's so simple. And it's funny. I think that's a big part of my path, because I start out by saying in the book, you know, I know if it's not simple, I'm not doing it. And so, yeah. so what I found was this path of 1 minute practices. And it's really not the practice that is specific, it's the fact that you are practicing. You're telling yourself, I'm practicing positivity, which means I'm setting my intention. I'm letting the universe know I'm trying to be positive. I'm letting me know I'm going to go in that direction. Right. And I think, you know, we all work in tandem. And if you're a little duplicitous with that, like for instance, you know, everyone will say to me, well, how can I be positive about money when I'm broke? Right? I mean, that's the game, right? How do I, you know, and especially if there's a lot of pressure on you with that. And what I have found is you have to get away from it. I mean, that's the game, is to practice that vibration that you want to be sending out in any situation.
I always tell my friends, my clients, you know, when I'm speaking, your vibe attracts your tribe. That's a lot of people relate to that. And
yes.
you really are like the people you spend time with.
Yeah. You know, I think it's funny because this is now called, you know, new age thinking or law of attraction. But when I was in the business world, they would say to you, you know, you want to be successful, hang out with successful people.
That's right.
And it's really no different in what we're doing. You know, we're just finding a different call for what we call success. And, you know, that inner peace, that higher vibration type of thing.
Yeah. All the trainings that I've ever taken, including Tony Robbins, they tell you model the behavior of the person you admire. Are you going to hang out with those people? If you can't hang out with them, model them.
I think it's a great strategy. You know, it's one of my practices came when I was actually coaching Miss New Jersey as she was heading up to the Miss America contest. How cool is that, right?
That
like,
is cool.
Like somehow one of the directors called me and was like, wow, okay, this is cool. I was like her confidence coach. And we were talking about the moment before you're walking into the interview or you're walking out on the stage or you're, you know, when you have that time and your inner demons can start getting into your head a little bit, right? Yeah. And she said, I'll tell you what, and she gave me the practice, you know, I'll tell you what I do. I say, others have done it, I can too. And what I found when she said that was, boy, that's a really relaxing statement. Like, I'm not the first one who's doing this. Others have done it. I'm just following their path.
Yeah.
And again, I find anything that relaxes my vibration a little bit when I'm, you know, so often we're so pent up that we're actually pushing our desire away. I'm sure you have found that a million times.
That's right. Me as a speaker, I know that I have to, my self-talk is extremely important because I will beat myself up right before I go out or, all right, don't make a mistake. Don't do this. Don't do that. I went to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within.
Okay.
Did you ever hear that they walk on fire? They walk on hot coals.
Right.
And I was, you know, all gung ho about it. And of course, all the energy, everybody's doing it or whatever. But I'm telling you, when I was walking up to it, I was like, what the hell kind of coal is this?
I could see that.
Oh, I was like, these people are crazy. Why am I part of this? I don't have to prove anything. I'm just going to tell people I did it. You know, and I was really getting angry because I felt like I was following something stupid, but really it was just my fear.
Right.
It was taking over me. So then I'm watching people do it and I'm seeing them get to the other side. And that is exactly what you said. She used that strategy. Well, if they're doing it, I could do it.
Absolutely.
It was like, boom, boom, boom. It was done. Right.
And then once you've done it, now you're like, I've done it.
That's right. Take that.
Take that. Yeah. And I think that's such a, you know, it's interesting you had said that because one of the practices I often do is congratulations to myself. Ooh. Like I congratulate myself. So like, for instance, you walking on coals and doing the Tony Robinson, that's like a sort of big congratulations. Me writing the book is a really big congratulations. That's a huge congratulations, right? But I always say that congratulations, like that night of the launch party where, you know, everyone's congratulating me and it's just such a warm and wonderful and loving feeling, really started with practicing the smallest things that I was congratulating myself for. Like I would congratulate myself for brushing my teeth, for taking a walk, for eating a healthy meal, for eating a tasty meal. Then I was congratulating myself for anything. And actually, I always remember one time my wife and I got into the car, we were going somewhere, you know, and I looked at the time, and this was during that congratulation practice phase. And we got in the car and we were really perfectly on time. And I said, oh my God, congratulations to us. We're perfectly on time. And my wife's like looking at me, giving me the wifely eye roll, which I'm sure you do to your husband once in a while. And I was like, no, usually I agree that I deserve the eye roll. But in this case, I'm telling you, I think we have to start with this vibration so small, start with anything and everything that you are doing, congratulate yourself for, because I think it's that momentum of that vibration. And all of a sudden, you know, we talk about your vibration leading the way. And if you're feeling congratulations are in order, that you're doing a good job, that you succeeded at what you set out to do, that you set your intention, you know, and you're doing what you want to do. As I always say, or I say lately, at least, it led to me writing this book, you know, where it's a huger congratulations, of course.
Massive. Congratulations to you, really. It's amazing, by the way. And I hope it's doing well. And even at this time now, I think people would probably want to definitely read something like it.
You know, it's sort of like so weird that it came out at this time period. But then again, it's sort of a very exciting time for it to come out.
Yeah, people need it. I mean, absolutely need it.
You never know how something's going to hit. Like I say, why pick my book? Or even when I was writing it, I'm like there's a chapter in it where I was invited to be on stage. It turned out that it didn't work out. But like with Deepak and Jon Kabat-Zinn and some titans of the industry, right? And I'm like, oh, wait, what am I going to say? Like, are you kidding me? Like, what can I possibly say? Like, but I think what happens, I think with all these practices and all these modalities, you find what works for you, and you never know which one might hit, might strike that chord in your head, or that might help you get rid of those self-limiting beliefs.
Right. And isn't it so easy to diminish ourselves?
Yeah.
I'm not like that, or I'm not as big. I'm one of those rare people that don't get crazy when I see celebrities. Now, I don't mean like I'm not excited. Of course I'm
right.
Excited. Some people are really just
over the top.
Yes, over the top. So I appreciate meeting them. I tell them what I like about them, but I definitely don't, you know, I'm not jumping up and down, because to me they're just a person. Now, I'm not saying that I don't make myself or diminish myself, because I'm like, whoa, I could never have that conversation with somebody who knows so much. We know so much.
Right.
You and
I.
We
just forget.
That's right.
You and I. We just have to be reminded of it.
That's right. Everything that we've been through, I know that I'm meant to help people, and I do it with what is in me, right? And the same thing here.
Absolutely. We all have that thing. It just seems that for a lot of us, there's too much noise going on around us. There, you know, our lives have taken us on a different direction, and we've forgotten what we're supposed to know. That's what I found. I have found it's very easy. I don't want to say easy. It's simple. It's not easy to get back to that point, though, of remembering of where you have to be, of finding your inner wingman is what your inner wingman.
So what do you think is the reason why people can't understand vibration, or that they ignore their vibration? I always ask people, what type of energy do you bring into a room? And that
same
makes
question.
You think, yeah.
I think when you consciously think about that, you know, you'll start recognizing. I think that's why that's actually the first chapter for me. Observe your vibration. Know what you're sending out. Because I think you're right. So oftentimes, I think we get confused by what we're sending out. Like, we think we're coming from a point of confidence, let's say, but it's more of a defensive confidence as opposed to a quiet confidence that everyone can tell you're confident about what you're doing. Or
right.
I always use the example of a single woman. A single woman on a date with a guy can always, and the guy also, single guy also, can always tell the vibration of that guy. Like, is he a confident guy? Is he desperate for a girlfriend? Is he this? Is he that? And I think it's the same for us. We just don't recognize it. As easily.
I always trusted my intuition. If I felt like the vibe wasn't there, like if they're not going to have a good vibe on the first date, what am I doing?
Right.
There's no way that it's going to get better from here. You know, that's why your vibe should be your best.
I find it, I call it your gut instinct. Maybe you call it your intuition. It takes time and it takes practice to not only recognize it, but then to take the next step, what you just said, and trust it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard to do sometimes that we don't trust it. I think it's a stage, I guess, we go through. Like, we're feeling it. Now we're recognizing, hey, wait, I had a feeling here that said I shouldn't do this, but my brain said I should. You know what I mean? Like, it's like analytically you decide.
And yet when you look back on relationships, you're like, whoa, red flags everywhere.
Red flags everywhere. Isn't that amazing? And we just ignore these, we ignore them. Why do you think that is? Why would we ignore it? Like, we see them and we know, because we don't want to believe them, I guess. We're hopeful.
Yes. So. And I think sometimes you think you can help somebody. And I don't want to say change somebody, but I used to think I could help everyone. I could help you be more positive.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I could try, but you have to help you.
You can't care more than the other person cares. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good way of putting it.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I want you to be positive, but I can't do the work for you. You're going to have to do it. I can give you the tools, but you're going to have to do it.
Now, what other things do you talk about in the book?
The book is just sort of a compilation of chronologically of how I started discovering these practices in this path.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sort of went along from maybe a time period of, I don't know, I want to say 6 or 7 years going back through my time on this path, and how I discovered each practice along the way, and how each practice helped me move to keep my vibration moving in a higher and higher place. I've got a lot of good feedback on it, which is really exciting. And it's so funny, because when you talk about the book, and of course now it's out for sale and you're hoping it sells and that people really like it and people buy it and this and the other thing. But literally, I don't know, 2 months ago, I was like, when I'd speak with Lisa, my publisher, who of course you know as well, I would say, Lisa, whether it sells or not, I'm still riding the vibration or the wave that I wrote a book. You know, I just wrote a book. I, if it sells, that's just the cherry on the cake, right? The cherry on the top. You know, this is.
You are now an author.
I am now an author.
I love it. I love it. And as you know, I'm working with Lisa, the publisher, to get my own book out. And so I really commend you on putting in the work and doing it. It's tough.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know what? There used to be a time when someone would, you know, congratulate me for something and I'd slough it away or slime them or, yeah, you know, but now I just accept, like now I'm able to accept it. And I think because I probably had a very sarcastic and defensive vibration when I was younger.
Okay.
And I think the practices and the positivity of them have, you know, you bring the positive energy in and it helps you raise your vibration up. I think at least that's
now,
what I found.
That's a really good point you just made, that earlier in life you had this sarcastic energy, which can be very funny, right?
It's funny and it's, but it's definitely, it doesn't help your vibration.
That's right.
It does not help your vibe. And that's what I learned along the way. Mm-hmm. You know, that is definitely, and it's funny the way I learned it. I mentioned how it has to be simple for me to really do it. And I recognized that at a young age. One of the things I found and what really helped put it together, I'll tell you a funny story, was a Super Bowl I was watching, you know, a football game. I love watching football and I'm in a fantasy football league and I love all that. And I love watching the NFL. And so one year when I was watching the Super Bowl, and I don't even go to Super Bowl parties, and I say because I really like to focus on the game and not have a lot of chatter, but it's really because the commercials, I love the...
That's what I always say.
Oh my God, the commercials are the best part of the game. And I love the game, but I really like the commercials. So one year when I was watching the game, it really came together for me. This whole idea came together for me where, because I love the commercials. And one of the things I recognized during the game, and it was a great game too, but one of the things I recognized during the game or during the commercials was that every commercial was being brought to us by one of the super successful companies of our time. And they all just really wanted to get into our conscious mind for 1 minute, because that way they would stay, hopefully, in our subconscious mind forever. Yeah. So when we'd go buy a drink, we'd get a Coca-Cola, or insurance, we'd get this, you know what I'm saying? It would stick in our mind. It somehow, it smacked me right in the head saying, why don't I just do my own commercial for 1 minute of positivity? Mm-hmm. You know, and it just went from there.
Yes, I've been following you for quite some time and I see your posts and they're amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know what? I appreciate everyone practicing with me and sharing positive energy. It's been such a fun thing to do for me. And it's like, I do them for free every day because I think they help me so much stay positive and stay focused. And this is what I'm, you know, each practice that I do each day is just sort of what I'm practicing that day, the vibration I want to make sure I'm sending out that day.
Right.
Like today, I spoke about the fear that is surrounding us. You know, it's easy to get into a very fearful vibration right now with what's going on with the coronavirus. Yes. And so I said, I want to make sure I break that up. So whenever I have that type of vibration, I think of the movie My Cousin Vinny. I don't know if you ever saw that movie.
Are you kidding?
It's one of my... It is one of my favorite movies. And the scene that I talked about today was where he is in the bar because Marissa Tomei won a pool match and the guy wasn't paying him the money. And so he goes, I believe you owe my girlfriend $200. And he goes, how about if I just kick your ass? And he goes, oh, a counter offer. And he goes, I could use a good ass kicking, but you know what? I think I'll just stick with the 200. And when I say that and I just start laughing when I say, I'll just stick with the 200, I recognize that it's like, I could go outside right now and get my ass, it's my choice. Mm-hmm. Like I can go outside and be part of this craziness where people are outside and spreading this disease, or I can just step back and say, you know what, I think I'll just take the 200. I think I'll just let this pass and I'll get through this and we'll move on, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I had a person who got upset with me because I was saying, I don't give in to this. I'm not going to live in fear. And they were like, you're not being responsible. You need to stay. And I'm like, I'm in my house.
Right, right.
I'm in my home. I'm doing everything I need to do. It's just that I'm choosing not to be negative. That's it.
Right. Well, You know, it's funny you say that, because I think people live in that vibration. Mm-hmm. And when you don't live in that vibration, you know, you started out saying this in the beginning, how do you help people when they are not in that vibration? And I think one of the things, as you said it, I didn't say it then, but I was thinking it, that you have to meet them where they are and sort of help them climb that attitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not easy when they have a negative attitude. Like I remember one time I had torn my quad tendon and I had operation and I was going to be on the couch for like 6 weeks with the whole setup. So I set up Command Central, you know, and and a woman friend of ours came over and she was like, it's okay to feel bad. And I said, I know it is, but I don't. I feel like the universe is letting me know I should slow down right now. Maybe it was at that time it helped me get the whole book started, or, you know, that was a few years back. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think when you can start looking for positives, you'll start finding positives. And what we look for, we find.
Yeah. And it's definitely not an overnight process. You have to keep testing yourself. I know mine is. I still have to cancel myself. I used to be very sarcastic. Everything that I would post was like sarcastic and what I thought was funny, right? Mm-hmm. And it mm-hmm. was funny. It's just that it still was the vibe. It still was.
Right. It had that biting edge.
Yeah. People will say to me all the time, how long have you been doing this? Well, for years. But yeah. Where are you going to start? In a couple of years from now, you could say, I started years ago and this is how good I got at it.
Right. It takes time. There's no question. It takes time. It takes practice. Mm-hmm. Like, it's funny because my sister-in-law said to my wife one time, does Mikey, another person calls me Mikey, ever have a bad day? And my wife was like, just be married to him. What are you talking about?
And I was like, in an interview today, I just said the same thing. Somebody said to me, they didn't come to me to complain because I'm always so positive. And I said, you must be kidding me.
Right.
Ask
right.
my husband.
Right. Right. And I said to my wife, like, why doesn't she recognize why I come up with all these practices? Because, you know, you need to have, what do they call it? Arrows in your quiver. So you can bring out the right tool at the right time that can help you get over that, whatever that vibration is. Because one of the things I found is it's so easy to let yourself go and not practice and not grease the skids of positivity is what I say. And all of a sudden, then it ends. It's sort of like going to the gym and you're working out and then all of a sudden you miss a day or two and then you stop going for some reason. And I think it's sort of the same idea. Like, not going to the gym will get you physically flabby. Not doing your practices, I always say, will get you spiritually flabby. Like, you'll lose that energy you have.
And I want to point out that, you know, body, mind, and spirit, that's really very important, because everybody has an area of their life that they don't give attention to.
Yeah.
And you have to practice that. If you don't practice giving attention to all three of those areas, you're going to be lax in one of them.
Yeah.
You know? I haven't used this time. I've used this time that we're home in so many positive ways. My whole basement is organized now, which I never thought would happen. That's writing great. For my book. There's so many things that I'm doing.
That's
However,
awesome.
I haven't worked out one day other than taking walks. I have a treadmill. I haven't gotten on it.
Yeah.
It's easy to avoid the parts of us that we don't want to give that time or it's too much work.
I agree. Oh, I don't know if it's too...
No, that's the way we look at it.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting you say that, because just this morning, and actually almost every day, I am in charge of getting my wife out to walk, to take a walk. All right. So our routine is I come back from my morning walk where I do the video and she's been teaching online. And so at a time, it's my job. And she's always like, I don't want to go. And then every time when we're done, she goes like, I never want to go. But I'm so happy when we do it and we're done. And I think that's the same thing with physical exercise or spiritual practices or mental work. And I think that's sort of what it is. And I always say, you mentioned the three of them. One of the things I found is doing something in any of those three gets me moving in the right direction.
Right. That's right.
So even if, you know, you take a walk, it gets you moving in that direction.
A few years back, I had a friend that wanted me to run with her. And I was like, what? Are we running towards the ice cream truck? I gave in, and she's very assertive. So she would say, the next thing she would say to me was, okay, 5:30 a.m. And I'm again, what? Who gets up that early? But eventually I would do it. I would complain in my head the whole entire time. I would curse her out in my head, and she loves me and I love her. But it, when you're in that mode, you're not thinking, you know, this is going to be good for me. And then after we ran, I felt great. And then 3 months later, I did a half marathon in Philly. I did the Rock
and
Roll.
That's awesome. So that's fabulous.
You feel accomplished, and it's just little bites. You don't have to jump into running or anything like that.
Running is the perfect thing, because no one's going out and running a half marathon or a marathon without practicing and doing it. And I think when I was a kid, I would always look for like the big thing. And I didn't realize it was all just little steps, little baby steps. Just right. do a practice. It's that consistency of keeping it going that I have found for me. And you proved it with the marathon, the half marathon. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Did you find that the people who loved your sarcastic way sort of treated you differently after or made fun of you?
Oh, of course. You know, you're in a different place. You're in a different place. And any changes is going to, you have to watch the relationship, because the relationship has a level that you both have reached wherever you are in that. Whether you're the advisor or you're not the advisor, you're the friend, you know, whatever it is, when you do something different, you change that dynamic, I think. Mm-hmm. The whole book and the whole life, really, this whole creating a life of my choosing started with us making a decision to sell, to just close up shop and go take a year off and travel. And it's led to now about 5 years of what we've been doing. Wow. But when we started doing it, a lot of friends were like, are you crazy? You know, and I didn't need to hear them say it to me. I thought it myself, right? You know, like, we're not these type of people. We can't afford it. And I went through the whole process of how this came to be that we ended up doing this. And I think, you know, when you're following that process, you know, you're taking those little steps and you don't realize where you're getting to. But the people who were saying I'm crazy, you know, later on were saying to you, hey, how could I do that? You know, how could we do this?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the magic begins outside your comfort zone. You know, I can throw out all the cliches and all, but I think when you start practicing all those cliches and really recognizing what they really mean and living them, really helps you to get that moving and to get yourself moving in that direction.
Mm-hmm. You know, even after I tried to change my vibe, right? I took away my sarcasm. I took away any kind of complaining or whatever. I try not to complain at all, especially on social media. It's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But even after that, I felt like I couldn't be funny anymore. Like I felt like all my funny posts had to stop. And that's not true. It's just that it's different. It's not sarcasm. It's, you know, there's a lot of ways to be funny. You don't have to be sarcastic.
Right. It's like I used to say to my wife, what do you want me to do? Change, whenever we were in an argument, change my entire personality, you know, and it would get to the point where she would actually say, yes, I would like you to change your entire personality. But I think my entire person, I don't want to say my entire personality, because you still have that, you still understand the sarcastic, but you don't want to utilize that because it sort of has a cutting edge to it, which is not, I think what it is you get a little more compassionate to people. You realize that maybe it's not as funny. Maybe that's what it is.
And there's a fine line, like sarcasm, you know, I do laugh at it. When I see posts or whatever, I do laugh. But I think it's hard for people to go from, you know, what you're thinking about, like what makes you do the things that you do, like the reasons behind your behavior. It's hard. It's hard to look at, wait a minute, why am I so cynical?
Right. And it had to be something it came from somewhere, right? It came from somewhere. Now, of course, the Buddhists might say it came from, you know, 10 lives before this one.
Mm-hmm. I 100% believe in past lives. I know people don't like to hear that, but.
And I don't know how much I mentioned that in the book, but I'm in agreement with you. In Buddhism, they would call it the samsara of life, which is the beginningless and endless cycle of suffering, really, of lives of suffering in a way, as opposed to attaining Buddhahood, enlightenment, you know, and then not having to go through it anymore.
Right.
But I think that helps me, because it helps me recognize that, all right, all I have to do is keep moving in a positive direction. And whether it's this lifetime or next, I'll get there. I recognize that I am on a path, and all I have to do is keep taking a step. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things I try and do is I recognize where I want to get to in that journey, like what's the destination, and what one little step can I take today to move me in that direction. Because I am such a big believer that when I get moving in that direction, an object in motion stays in motion. Yes. And I will just keep moving. You know, it's easier. I'm not saying I won't, from my past experiences, I won't grind that momentum to a halt. but I am saying it's got a much better chance of continuing. Yes. You know, to keep that moving and moving and moving and moving forward. And of course, the same in the negative thing. When things are going negatively, if you're focusing on that, it's going to be very easy for you to fall back and fall back and fall back.
Right. So, now, I want you to tell people how they can find you.
They can find me at thewingmanspath.com. You can join me on Facebook. I do a video through my Facebook group every morning called The Wingman's Path to Positivity. It's a Facebook group. I am starting to do it back on YouTube, and I guess I will get in other social media, but I have not yet because it's easy. I found it very easy to do with Facebook, but you can find me there. And of course, you can order the book through wherever you get your book. It's called The Wingman's Path to Positivity.
Is it available on Amazon, your book?
It is available on Amazon, either through Kindle or as a, you know, as a printed copy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been really a wonderful thing. And if you do have the book and you like, if you're reading the book, if I'm talking to everyone, please put a review in. Lisa told me that you want reviews.
Yes.
And I have been getting good feedback, and it's been so exciting when you, especially like, I don't know if you know Dr. Bernie Siegel or Sark, yeah. And they both gave me a quote for the book, you know, like for the, to market the book, you know, type of thing, like they thought it was great. And it was like, mm-hmm. you know, it's just such a warm feeling and just like, oh my God, this is.
And you know what? Reviews are one thing, but the testimonials that you get from people that people know, that's amazing.
It's been a crazy experience coming from where I was coming from. And it's funny because one of the ways I think I started the book launch was, you know, welcome to sort of the most unbelievable day of my life. That, you know, I even have a chapter in the book where I talk about a friend standing up at a big party saying, wait, I didn't know he could even read, much less write.
Oh,
you know, so you had that sting from, and I knew it was true. You know, I understood where he was coming from. So I think when you find that and you recognize that you can overcome it, you want to help others overcome whatever their limiting beliefs are as well.
Right. So, that's what I do. So, I mean,
that's what you do when you do it well.
And thank you. I think that is what we need more people to do that. We have to promote each other. We have to support each other because we are the people that are going to lift others up. And I don't mean to make it sound like godly in any way, but we are the people that lift others' vibration.
And it's not that others can't do it. It's just we may have remembered how to a little bit before others have.
Right.
And so it's our responsibility to help others if we can, I have found.
I believe it. Thank you so much for being here. It was very nice talking to you.
Thank you.
I really wish you all the best with the book. I know it's going to be amazing. I know it already is, but I know that the sales are going to do very well. And I wish you all the best.
I keep practicing that. I keep seeing it and believing it and feeling it. And it's just so fun.
And that's why it's going to be, right?
It has to be. What is the saying? When you can get your energy to match the energy of your desire, it has to come into your physical reality. It has to become reality. So
that's right.
Let's you and I keep practicing that and let's keep getting more and more what we want, you know.
And the next time I have you on here, you'll be on your second book.
Oh, you're the best. You are too kind.
I believe it. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
I hope today's message resonated with you. And if it did, please leave a review. I would love to hear from you. And share it with someone else if you think it can inspire them. Also, you can follow me on social media at Maria Grandi LLC. And my website is also mariagrandillc.com. Lastly, remember to go easy on yourself as you go through this process. And everyone else around you for that matter. We're all working through something.